Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint of the day for October 3rd is Saint Theodora Guerin. Patronage. Saint Theodora Guerin has been named a patron saint of the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, the Knights of Columbus of Indianapolis, Indiana. She's a Hoosier. From France to Indiana, Saint Mother Teresa Guerin lived an impactful life that still continues to inspire. She is remembered as a woman devoted to prayer, an educator, caregiver, and leader. Equipped with a little more than her steadfast desire to serve God, Mother Theodora and her five companion sisters of Providence arrived at the site of their mission of St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana, the evening of October 22, 1840, and immediately hastened along a muddy, narrow path to the tiny log cabin. Trust in God's providence enabled Mother Teresa... Theodora, trust in God's providence, enabled Mother Theodora to leave her homeland and sail halfway around the world and found a new religious congregation. Born in Etables, France, and Theodora Guerin, her life was shattered by her father's murder when she was 15. For several years, she cared for her mother and her younger sister. She entered the Sisters of Providence in 1823, taking the name of Sister Saint Theodora. An illness during novitiate left her with a lifelong fragile health, but that did not keep her from becoming an accomplished teacher. At the invitation of the Bishop of Vincennes, Indiana, St. Theodore and five sisters were sent to St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana in 1840 to teach and to care for the sick poor. She was to establish a mother house and novitiate. Only later did she learn that her French superiors had already decided the sisters in the United States should form a new religious congregation under her leadership. Mother Theodora and her community preserved despite fires, crop failures, prejudice against Catholic women, religious misunderstandings, and separation from their original religious congregation. She once told her sisters, "Have confidence in the providence that so far has never failed us. The way is not yet clear. Grope along slowly. Do not press matters. Be patient. Be trustful." Another time she asked, "With Jesus, what shall we have to fear?" Mother Theodora was buried in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, now the Shrine of the St. Mary of the Woods, Theodora in St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana. She was beatified in 1998 and canonized as St. Theodora Guerin 8 years later. And that is our saint for the day, St. Theodora Guerin for October 3rd.
Thank you, Michael, for that presentation on our Stand in the Gap with St. Theodora Guerin. And now we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest, you offered yourself to the Father on the altar of the cross, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave your priestly people a share in your redeeming sacrifice. Hear our prayer for the sanctification of our priests. Grant that all who are ordained to the ministerial priesthood may be ever more conformed to you, the Divine Master. May they preach the gospel with pure heart, conscience. Let them be shepherds according to your own heart, single-minded in service to you and to the Church, and shining examples of a holy, simple, and joy-filled life. Through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother and ours, draw all priests and the flocks entrusted to their care to the fullness of eternal life, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer from Pope Benedict XVI. Thank you, the Holy Father. St. John Vianney said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And St. John Vianney also said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, you are, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And those are two outstanding reasons right there to go to confession, pray the rosary right there. The Catholic priest, always at our side when we fall. So when you have mortal sin, go to confession. Don't walk. Run. So take the opportunity that the Lord offers through the ministry of his priests. As we pray for our priests, we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. We pray for our steadfastness to the teaching of the Catholic Church that has been handed down from the beginning and is essential for the salvation of souls. We pray, Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Catholic Church is your church. Share yourself completely with those who represent you. Help us to be faithful to your teaching and to your guidance and to the Holy Spirit. And forgive us of our sins. Keep us on the straight and narrow path. Pray for our priests. And we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, we pray for protection, and we pray for transformation, and we pray for restoration. Lord, you protect those who love and hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Theodora and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica and Saint Anthony, all you heavenly saints, the church triumphant, pray for us, the church militant, as we are fighting the fight. And also, we pray for the church suffering. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And our Lord and our Lady, I know how much you love the little children. And thank you for such gifts, Lord, that we can raise these children and mold them into your image. Help them, help us be good guides representing you, Lord, and Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we have, we're in our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And now, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life, and pray the Holy Rosary for those who have passed, recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. Command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest granted to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless them with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they might be feeling now. Amen. Dear Lord, we ask you to hear this prayer for the souls of those who have recently passed, and please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy, so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And Lord, we lift up those who have recently passed and ask for your loving care and protection for their soul. Please bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest. May they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name, we pray, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. The glory of heaven. Perfect happiness. And may those who have recently passed rest in peace, and may they pray for us. It says in Revelation, the book of Revelation, that those in heaven do pray for us. And we need that too. We need that prayer. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And so, we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints, the role models, the Catholic Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame that all of us want to be a part of, oh, definitely, to go to be a part of, to, yes. I mean, Lord, in your holy church, there's no bench warmers, not really. No, there's no second string. We're all first string. And all of us in our prayer can be out there, first team. And so, and help us to stand tall and rise up against the tide of evil that is flowing. So we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy all around the world today. And we pray that we stay loyal, stand loyal and firm with you in standing fast for our holy Catholic teachings and faith. The deposit of faith, Lord, that you gave us, preserve through your power, through your spirit, Lord, and through our Holy Mother, the Virgin Mary, the Mother of the Church, our Mother, our spiritual Mother. And we pray for those who are in most need of your mercy. We pray for the prodigal, Lord. You said that you would leave the 99 that are safe, and you would go and search for the ones who have gone astray. And that when you find them, that there's much joy in heaven. Lord, that should be our work. That should be our motivation to bring back the prodigals. But thank you, Lord, as we lift up the prodigals, thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans and our police officers and our first responders, our EMTs, our doctors and nurses. We pray for America. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for our families. We pray for and intercede. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. Pray for the prisoner. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those that the hospital environment would be a place of healing and hope for all there. Lord, we know, we believe that you are the source of all goodness and mercy. And we ask that you pour out your blessing upon our hospitals. We ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment to be according to your will. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Excuse me. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to reach out to you.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know, never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're dead.
Show your mercy to me and gladden my heart. I am like the man on the way to Jericho who was overtaken by robbers, wounded and left for dead. O good Samaritan, come to my aid. I am like the sheep that went astray. O good shepherd, seek me out and bring me home in accord with your will. Let me dwell in your house all the days of my life and praise you forever and ever with those who are in heaven. Amen. And as we close today, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. And our sneak peek for tomorrow will be my namesake, my confirmation, St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis is tomorrow. That's going to be a great one. They're all great. But tomorrow is St. Francis, so tune in for tomorrow. And God bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And there is power in the sign of the cross. Realize that. There is power in the sign of the cross. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. Yesterday was our feast of the guardian angels. So be thankful. Have a thankful heart. When you go to Mass, be like the one good leper who went back and gave thanks. So when we go to Mass, that gives us our opportunity to go to Jesus and give thanks. Give thanks for the grace that He is, that you have received. And so we'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Good day.